This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Barbara Bogave. What? We've talked about travel for nearly an hour and haven't said anything about SkyMall? How can that be? The in-flight shopping catalog is the comedy relief of the air, and God forbid we go for more than a few hours without buying anything. The products, they are just so bizarre. Have you noticed the wearable cocoon that allegedly wards off bedbugs? Or I love the mouthpiece that can cure hiccups. And then there's the kitty litter box shaped like a houseplant. That last one caught the eye of one of our listeners in New York, Lois Weiss, and she wrote to us about it on our Facebook page. Hi, Lois. Thanks for coming on the show.
Hi, Barbara. Thanks for having me.
Okay, tell us about this litter box disguised as a planter. What made you say, I have to have that?
Well, at the time, we were looking to move to a new townhouse, and the only place I could figure out to put the cat box was in the entryway of our house because it had a tiled floor and would make it easy to clean up. And when I saw this cat box, I was just amazed because it would work perfectly and no one would know it was a cat box.
Can you describe it for those of us who haven't seen it in SkyMall recently?
Of course. Well, imagine a very giant pottery plant holder.
So terracotta.
A terracotta, thank
you. That's so classy.
And the top of it has an ivy plant hanging down. So all you see is this beautiful terracotta planter. And one side of it, which is turned to the wall, has an opening, and the cat gets to walk in there and do her thing very privately.
And by the way, you can see a photo of Lois's SkyMall litter box and her truly adorable 19-year-old cat, Sydney, on our website, marketplacemoney.org. Lois, inquiring minds need to know, how much did the litter box cost?
It was a tough one to get over. It was about $150.
Whoa, that's a lot of money. And, you know, I'm thinking I have cats, and anytime I buy anything expensive that's a specialty item like a carpet-covered scratcher or something, they completely ignore it. So how is this box working out for you? Was it worth $150?
Oh, absolutely. It's absolutely marvelous, and she enjoys using it, I guess, because she doesn't seem to go anywhere else. And it's very wonderful when our guests come in and go, oh, what a nice plant.
I think this is a good time to bring in our SkyMall expert of sorts. Julia Bensfield Luce is the co-founder of the comedy blog SkyMall Product Review. Julia, welcome.
Thank you.
Your blog has been cracking me up. You have photos and ironic commentary about many SkyMall products, and your banner image, on the blog, it's just a classic. It's. I'm going to give a try to describing it. It's a contraption that has a strap that goes under your chin, which is attached to a cord, hooked then to the ceiling. What is it?
It's actually a neck protraction device, and unfortunately, it's no longer on SkyMall. I've checked.
What's the idea? Is it to improve your posture?
You know, I have to admit, my father had one when I was younger, and we used to call it his thinking
confession.
Cap. Uh-huh. And he would go up and basically hang himself in a seated position. You know, it helped his back.
I love the expression, though, on this guy's face. He looks like, you know, this is it. I can't take it anymore.
The best part about SkyMall to me is the photos. I mean, the products in themselves are ridiculous, but the photos.
What's your favorite, wackiest product?
It would probably have to be the Street Strider, which is basically an elliptical that moves down the street.
Right. It's like a Segway with no added benefit.
Yeah.
It just makes walking harder.
Makes walking harder. You have to wear a helmet. You take up the whole sidewalk, and it's $2,000. There's also a laser comb.
What does it
do? I mean, you're basically combing your hair and giving yourself brain surgery at the same time.
Right. And SkyMall, it is such a great example of a tone-deaf catalog in terms of prices. So many of these things are so expensive. I can see that's great fodder for your funny bone.
There's actually a tag on the blog called What's a Recession? And, you know, it's tied to all these. And the part, you know, a lot of the humor does come in from the astronomical prices on some of these items. And some seem worth it. You know, we're tempted every once in a while to, you know, swing in and make a purchase.
My cat box was the only thing I ever bought from them. So, you know.
You know, Lois, we actually have a whole section of cat boxes on this blog because the photos they use, it looks like a cat is either hanging out at home or hiding a dead body. Because they're coming out with these really sinister looks on their faces.
They do. They look so evil.
Kind of looking around.
Well, actually, when we moved in and I went to visit my neighbors, they had the exact same cat box. And I couldn't believe it. My first, you know, visit into their home, my neighbor was actually cleaning the cat box. And I went, oh, my God, I have the same one. It was kind of a bonding moment.
Lois Weiss is a Marketplace Money listener who reached out to us on social media about her experience with SkyMall. And Julia Bensfield-Luce is a comedian and co-founder of the blog SkyMall Product Review. Thank you so much, ladies. Happy in-flight shopping.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.